Praise the Lord.
Bless His holy name. You ought to jump up and sung. You wouldn't have to listen to me. Amen. Praise God. Ain't He good? Lord is so good to us. Boy, we appreciate Him. Appreciate all that He does. Appreciate His goodness, His mercy, and His love. Amen. Isaiah chapter 64. Isaiah chapter 64. Isaiah 64, verse number 8. And the Bible says, "But now, O Lord, Thou art our Father. We are the clay, and Thou our potter. And we all are the work of Thy hand." I want to preach a question this morning, if God will be our help, on this thought. How pliable are you? How pliable are you? Are you a pliable person? Amen. Are you pretty pliable? Are you pretty able to go and move in different directions? Are you pliable enough, praise God? As we look at this, we see God. We're talking about that relationship with Him. Now, we're not talking about, this verse is not talking so much about our salvation, but it's talking about the Father of our creation. The one, praise God, that created us, and He created us so that we could be saved, praise God, and be drawn unto Him. That He can be our Heavenly Father, praise God, as He is our great Creator. And we have to ask our questions, and how pliable are you? Is God reshaping you? Is God shaping you into something different day by day? Or are you just the same thing all day, every day, along the way, and you're not allowing God to do many things in your life? Amen. We ought to be being molded and made into likeness, image of our Savior all along the way. Amen. He ought to be allowing Him. You say, "Well, how can I do that?" Then we yield to the Creator God. We yield ourselves to Him, praise God. The one who knew you before you were ever born. The one that knew me, praise God, before I was ever born. You ever think about that? That God knew you and He loved you before you were ever conceived in your mother's womb. You say, "Well, how did He know that? Before I was conceived in my mother's womb, I wasn't there, praise God." But God knew you. Bible says He did. Amen. But He said, "I knew you before you were conceived in your mother's womb," praise God. God knew you. And God loved you, praise God, and He made plans for you. And He said, we need to just be reshaped into the plan that God has to us. But if we ain't careful, we catch ourselves. He said, "But now, Lord, Thou art my Father. We are the clay and Thou our potter." So what we have to do is realize that we're in the hands of a Creator God, and God knows what to make us into. Amen? Amen. God knows what you need to be created, made into. You say, "Well, preacher, I come out as a human being. I'm a human being. I'm created, praise God, as a human being." That's true, you are. But in the likeness of God, praise God. But do we get caught up in self and get caught up in this world? You know where we moan and we groan and we complain? Hello? Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody know who I'm talking about? Don't be looking around. Amen. This morning, praise God. Don't look over at your spouse and say, "Yeah, preacher's got your number today." Amen. But do we moan and groan and complain? Or worse, do we resist the work that God wants to do in us? Are you a resister this morning? Are you resisting what God wants to do for you? I mean, you can do that in so many ways. We can just kind of, you know, sidestep the things that God has for us. Sidestep the Word of God. Sidestep the instruction from the Word. Sidestep the guidance that God wants to use to lead me and you, praise God, into a better life and a better you. Amen. You say, "Pastor, I'm pretty good. You know, I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. I've got everything's lined out." Hey, I won't say that. You can always be a better you in the Lord Jesus Christ. God is working on you just like He's working on me. And we can always, we ought to strive to be just a little better, a little different every day. Because newsflash, there's none of us have arrived yet. There's none of us, even though our name's written over in the Lamb's Book of Life, even though our citizenship it's just as if it's already in heaven, there's things that you and I can do to draw us closer to God. Amen. But we have to ask, how pliable are you? How willing are we to make likeness and image that God would have for you? Now I think about what I'd like to see you made. I'd like to see you, praise God, just full of the Holy Ghost, just praising God, worshiping, I mean, throwing your hands in there, say, "Glory, hallelujah, what a Savior." Every time we have church, praise God, you throw up your hand and say, anybody got a song in your heart? They just jump up, praise God. Well, you throw your hand up, just jump up head for the, praise God, for the microphone. Amen. You say, preacher, that'd be silly. No, that'd be full of God. That'd be wanting to do something, praise God. That'd be made in the likeness, image of your Savior, wanting to praise Him and give Him glory for what He's doing in your life. Realizing, praise God, you are what you are by the grace of God. Something took place down in your soul. Something moved in, praise God. He said, we realize that God is our Father. He's our Heavenly Father. He wants to do wonderful, spectacular things for you and me. We just need to be part of it. Amen. So what do we have to do? Just imagine yourself this morning, praise God, totally in the Master's hand. Amen. Think about it a minute. Slow down. Think about yourself, and not other people. Think about yourself totally in the Master's hand. Being used of God, directed of God, focused on God. Yielding your life, praise God, today. Hey, listen, there's got to be somewhere that we start. There's got to be a starting point. Amen? Some people say, Pastor, well, I got saved a long, long time ago. But you may have got saved, but you may have never totally gave your life to God. No, not totally yielded your life to the Lord. So there's a starting place, praise God, for every one of us. Maybe you've tried to yield your life, but praise God, you could do it a little bit more. There's a starting place, and it's called today. To yield ourselves unto the Lord. To allow God, praise God, to begin to make you in likeness of His image. The image that God would have for you and me. Amen? Now, I think about what I'd like to be made into. I'd like to be made in the likeness of a movie star with lots of money. Amen? Things playing out my way. Not being able to do the things that people want to do in this world, praise God. Huh? No, it ain't me. Amen? As somebody told me one time, I'm not geared that much in that direction. I'm geared, praise God, for another direction. I'm geared to be a saved person, praise God, serving my Savior, lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ, going in direction, looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Hey, I'm somebody going somewhere. I've got a blessed hope. Hey, those rich folks, those people have all these things, praise God. You can have everything in the world and don't have Jesus, praise God, you'll go without. Amen. One day He'll say, depart from me, I never knew you. Glory, hallelujah, I want to be on that other side. Amen, where He says, well, He said, enter in thy good and faithful servant. Praise God, I want to be on the winning side with my Lord. Amen. To allow Him to remake you in His image. To pray and ask God to recreate you. Praise God. So that you can be compliant in His hand. Amen. Do you ever think about how compliant you are to God? Do you allow God to mold you and make you and make you to what He'd have you to be? Or do you resist? Huh? Do you tend to resist God when He's trying to show you, praise God, where He'd have you to be, show you what He'd have, the form He'd like to make you into, direction He'd like to take you to, the plan and the purpose He has, so that you can bring glory and honor to His name. Got to find our place. We got to allow Him to mold us, to create you, to recreate you into what He'd have you to be. But we have to become, compliant in His hand. In other words, we have to be more pliable. Amen? To realize, hey, listen, you're a whole lot more pliable than you think. You say, well, preacher, bless God, there's just some things that I just can't do. There's just some, you know, I just don't have time for all this. Amen? Praise God, hey, we better take time for God because He is our Creator. Amen. He created you, praise God, and He created you to be something that God could use so that He could get glory out of your life. Out of your life. Now we look around today and you look at me and say, well, Preacher Jeff, God's using you. Amen. Glory to God, I'm glad He is. But He wants to use you too. He wants to get He wants His glory out of your life. Amen. So He's a mold and you make it. He's the potter and you're the clay. He just wants to make you into what He'd have you to be. You just have to pray and say, Lord, help me to be compliant to what you'd have me to be, to that compliant to your hands upon me. Praise God. Amen. Because you're that person. Praise God. He's going to make you into that person he wants you to be. He will if you'll let him. He will if we'll let him. But we got to let him. We have to be compliant. So we need that. We need to have a little prayer. We pray, Father, say, I leave myself in thine hands. Amen. Just pray that simple. Say, Lord, I put myself in your hands. I'm trusting you, Lord. To lead, guide, direct me, help me to seek that goodness from you, praise God. Seek them hands upon me. Lord, I want to feel them hands on me. Amen. Let me ask you a question. How many days, weeks, months, and years do you go and it doesn't feel like God's hands is anywhere near you? Come on. Let me say this. Listen to me real carefully right here. Young and old alike. Every day, if you're a child of God, you ought to feel God's hand on you. Amen? Whether it be in conviction, or whether it be in love, praise God, or whether it just be in praise for just loving Him because He first loved you. Every day, Brother Bill, we ought to feel the hands of God on us. If I don't feel the hands of God on me every day, then praise God, I have to realize that there's something wrong with me. Because my Heavenly Father, my Creator, my Savior, my Lord, He loves me and He wants to touch me every day. Amen. The Lord wants to hold you. He wants to embrace you. He wants to love you. Praise the Lord. Ain't that a wonderful thing? So just ask Him to put myself into His hands. Praise God. To say, Lord, I want you to remake this clay. There's all kind of clay. I was thinking about this. There's red clay, and there's brown clay, and there's almost black clay. Amen. It's different kinds of clay. There's clay down in Tennessee where we got the farm down there, and that's the slickest stuff there ever was. If you go down there and it's raining, that's an old brown clay. Now up here in His mountains, we have red clay. Amen. We call it red clay mud. Amen. Down there, there's brown clay. That's slick stuff. Now the red clay is slick too. Amen. But there's something about that brown clay. Amen. But there's different kinds of clay. And we need to be pliable where God can remake the clay. See, some of us clay vessels have got lumps and bumps and flaws in us. And a lot of times we don't even realize that because we've got used to the lumps and the bumps and the flaws. Amen. My old fellow said, a lot of us got used to the dark. Amen. So we don't even look into the mirror of self because we don't want to recognize, we don't want to see who's there. But God says, He said, you're the Creator, praise God, you're the Creator God, and He said, we are the clay, and He said, you are the potter. We just need to be pliable so that God can remake the clay. Amen. He can make the clay, He can make it better, He can reshape it. So we just pray, Father, just make it, shape it, praise God, and just realize, praise God, Lord, it's yours. Amen. I'm His. I belong to God. Amen? You are God's creation. God created you who? For Himself. And we need to say, Lord, please create, make me, praise God, in that you'd have me to be. Because I'm yours. I belong to God. Hello? I'm not my own. Now, my mama would claim me. Maybe. I'm her son. Amen. Now it might take her a week, especially now because she's her condition she's in, to figure out which one I am. Because I had three siblings. It might take her, she might have to go through the roll to figure out till she get it. And I'll say, when she says Jeff, I say bingo. Amen. But I'm the Lord, praise God. I belong to Him. I'm His. And I just pray, Father, praise you, make me, remake me, praise God. I want you to have me, shape me and make me to that that'd be pleasing to you because I'm yours. I belong to God. Let me ask you a question, Lord. Have you submitted yourself to Him? Committed yourself to Him? Just said, you know what? I'm not mine. I belong to the Lord. Come on. Now that's an all day, every day occurrence. Come on, stay with me. What I'm trying to say, it's not just on Sunday morning. It's not just on Sunday, and it's not just on Wednesday night. It's every day of the week, praise God. We need to be molded and made because we're His. And He's mine. That's what makes the difference. Because I'm His, praise God, and He's mine. And I don't want to be disappointed to Him. Praise God. I want to magnify and lift Him up. And so when it comes to saying, I pray and say, Father, praise God, this old piece of clay, when it comes to Your will, praise God, I have nothing to say. I'm not going to offer God my opinions of what I should be. I've got all kinds of opinion, Brother Junior. Amen. I got all kinds of opinions of me. You probably got all kinds of opinions of me. Amen. But I just tell God, praise God, Lord, I'm Yours. I'm the clay, and I have nothing to say. Amen. I'm just going to listen to You. I'm going to listen to Your word. I'm going to hear what You got to say, and I'm just going to let You mold the clay. Listen, who am I to try to give God direction? Everything I lay hands on, I mess up. Come on. Everything I tend to mess up. But I trust the Lord. He don't ever mess up. He never makes a mistake. He don't sit up there wringing His hands trying to figure out where I need to smooth off next. He knows exactly where we are. Knows the lumps, the bumps, the thing. Hey, we may even try to hide them and cover them up, but He knows all about them. Amen. Newsflash. He knows all about you. He sees you no matter where you are. We just need to say, Father, would You pray, Father? Praise God, I have nothing to say. I'm the clay, and You're the potter. Amen? Praise God. He said that we should pray. He said, just Lord said, let the clay always be subject to Your design, what You would have me to be. Amen? Make me fit for the kingdom of God. Make me fit to come into Your presence, praise. Make me fit, praise God, to be a good citizen in this world that I live. I wonder if that isn't one of the aspects that we're missing today in the world that we live. That we just be a good, solid citizen that loves each other, loves our neighbor as ourself, and loves our neighbor as Christ loved us and gave Himself for us in the world that we live in. It changed our neighborhoods. It changed the places that we live. It would change our families. Amen. If we had just learned to love like Christ loved us. Unconditional. Amen. Past the imperfections and the flaws. We've all got them. God help us that we never get so unpliable that we tend to think that we don't have flaws. Pray God help us that we'd be pliable enough that we'd want God to remove our flaws, praise God, and not condemn others because of theirs. Amen. Hey, my flaws are probably a whole lot worse than your flaws. God has to mold and squeeze on me every day. Come on. Amen. Some of us say, me too, preacher. Every day. He has to get my attention. He has to squeeze and move me, praise God, in the direction that He had me to go to keep me straight in this old crooked world. Praise God. But I'm the subject, praise God, of His design. He's working on me. Amen. So we just pray God and suppose that God does everything He does for His good pleasure. That He get glory out of it. Amen? So whatever the Father requires. Amen? Whatever the Father demands of you and me, we ought to be pliable. Amen? Say, we ought to be able to say, Father, what would You have me to do? Now it's easy to say, Father, what'd You have Brother Junior to do? If you'll just let me know, I'll tell him. Amen. Yeah, I handled that, didn't I? We're good at that. When I was, the Lord was calling me to preach, praise God, my brother would be the best preacher in the world because I'd say, Lord, please use him, use him, use him. I try to pack it off on him. Amen. But what about me? Amen. God wants to use us all. God wants to do something for y'all, but are we willing? Are we pliable enough to say, Lord, here I am. Use me. It may not always be an easy ride. Because when we submit and we commit to the Lord, when we resist the devil, the Bible says he flees from us. See, that's one way to get the devil off your back. Just put up that little resistance. How about just being compliant to God? Just putting our faith and trust in him. Say, Lord, what would you have me to do? And being sincere in it. When we ask him that, Lord, what do you require? What do you command? What would you have me to do? And just get in there, praise God, do your best to do it according to his word. Now, he gives us directions in a volume of a book. Does anybody know what that book's called? The Bible. Basic instruction before leaving earth. So he gives us basic instructions from the volume of a book so that we can be encouraged and go in the direction that he'd have us to go. Now, every one of us have kind of different directions, different things. Praise God. Some of us are here and some are yonder, and God's got to get us compiled and shaped and motivated, praise God. And if we're pliable enough, God will use you for his glory. You. Everybody look at me just a second. I'm talking about you personally. Amen. It's so easy to point that out at other people. But God wants to use every one of us for his glory. Every one of us. He's got something that he wants us to do. Said, Lord, whatever you require, whatever you command, what would you have me do? And we might even say, Lord, whatever you require, whatever you command, what would you have me not do? Amen. Hey, I want to say, contrary to the world that we live in, there's some things in this world that's not pleasing to God. These directions that we could go in this old flesh, praise God, that would break God's heart and make him sad. Say amen right there. Amen. That could break his heart and make him sad. So we have to ask God to help us to do the things, to not do the things they'd have us not do. Amen. We have to be sincere in that. So we have to be willing to go in a different direction. That's where we got to be pliable. Man, where God can take off that old lump that's trying to bulge us out in the wrong direction. A lot of us have bumps, amen. Try to take us in the wrong direction. But God Almighty, praise God, we're in the potter's hands. Said, we are the clay, you and I, and he is our potter, praise God. And he says, and we all are the work of thy hand. When we realize, praise God, that we are in the potter's hands and we become pliable, praise God, where he can mold us and make us in the likeness of his image, then God can get glory out of our life. And that's what it's all about. Well, God can use us, amen, for his glory. And amen, whether we're exalted or abased in this world, whether we're rejoicing or suffering, amen, it's all going to happen. Whether we're doing the work of an almighty God or whether we're sitting as a spectator. But I want to say, being a child of God isn't a spectator sport. Amen. The only time we ought to be spectators is when we're sitting in the house of God in Sunday school and in preaching, praise God, and we're taking in the things of God. Then we're spectators. We're taking in, we're listening, we're learning. So that we can go out motivated into the world and compel others to get in. We made pliable so God can use us. Amen. According to his promise, according to his purpose. Amen. So that we can give him praise. So that we can yield ourselves open unto him. Openly giving ourselves to him, to submitting ourselves to God. For him to mold us and make us. Taking those old lumps and bumps and any such thing as that off of us. Amen? See, what are you saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying, praise God, when you and I as children of God, I hope everybody in here is saved. As Brother Bill said, if you're here today and you're not saved, You're in a good place to become one. Amen? Praise the Lord. Just realize that Jesus loved you and He died for your sins. Say, wait a minute, preacher, what are you talking about? I ain't no old sinner. Amen. The Bible says we've all, say that with me, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us. We are all old sinners. You say, well, preacher, what about us? It said, trust in the Lord Jesus, trust us in the Lord Jesus Christ, on the Lord Jesus Christ, and got saved. Amen. Then we're old sinners saved by grace. Amen. Glory be to God. We're old sinners saved by grace. What does that mean? That means that we become pliable. That we've put ourselves in a place, in a position for God to mold us and make us. Amen. How many people have been saved and baptized? Amen. Raise your hand high. You're proud of that. Don't be backward. Saved and baptized. Praise God. You can put them down. Saved, you've been saved, trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been baptized. You've showed the world that I've died out to the world and I've rose, that's what baptized is, and rose up in newness of life to serve Jesus. Amen. You know what that says when you're baptized in the Lord Jesus Christ? It says that, Lord, I want you to take my life and I want you to make me pliable so you can mold me and make me to bring glory to your name, to lift you up and praise you wherever I go and everything I do, everything I say, my actions and my reactions, that you could get the glory. Amen. Say, preacher, that's impossible. Have you ever seen me out there in the world? The things that I do, the way that I act. Amen. That's why he said we got to die out to it. Got to take it down into the grave. We got to come out in newness of life, pliable, so God can use us and direct us and make us and mold us in the likeness of His own image. He came to this old world in the likeness of sinful flesh. He wasn't like sinful flesh. It was in the likeness of sinful flesh. He was perfect in every way. He was God manifest in the flesh. Somebody told me the other day, and you have to think about it. He said, preacher, it just ain't fair. It ain't fair. He said, Brother Jeff, he said, it ain't fair that Jesus came, praise God, as 100% man, but He's also 100% God. He come into this thing with an upper hand. Amen. I said, yeah, praise God, but He had the same heavenly Father that me and you have. And He come listening for the Father. He come pliable, praise God. He come to be used of His Father. He come to be praising the Father. He come to be to do the will of His Father, praise the Lord. And He went out of here and He satisfied the Father. Amen. Amen. Just like me and you. We have the same opportunities if we're pliable. We're the clay. You're the clay. He's the potter. Amen. Ask Him to lay hands on you. Amen. When He does lay hands on you, don't shudder away from Him. Come on now. I know. A lot of times He lays His hands on you, you kind of pull away. You know, you cut the corner real quick on Him. Got away from that. Yeah, we've all done it. Amen. Trying to get away from the hands of God. Because you're all lumpy and bumpy. And God's wanting to fix you. But we need to be pliable this morning. Well, God can. Praise God. So how do you do it? We need to just take up and maybe adopt the language of Mary. You remember Miss Mary, the mother of Jesus? She said this in Luke 1 and 38. She said, be it unto me according to thy word. If we could just adopt the language of Mary. Say, Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Whatever you say, whatever, glory, hallelujah. You reckon that'd work? Whatever you say, Lord, That's what I need to be. That's what you can make me. Whatever you say, whatever you think would be best for me. Praise God. The Lord of my life. Bless His holy name. Amen. Shape me into the design you have in mind. Not what I have in mind, but what you have in mind. Praise God. Take away my desires and instill your desires in me. Amen. We all got desires, don't we? Amen. And I've told you before, praise God, I used to love the deer hunt, turkey hunt more than you could imagine. When I wasn't hunting, I was scouting to hunt. I was looking for a place. I've drugged my poor little old youngins and my wife through bushes and brush. She'd say, talking about little babies in backpacks, crawling through laurel thickets, looking for scrapes. Poor little Miss Teresa said, honey, said, why can't we use the trails? She's trying to untangle me, Samantha's hair out of a laurel bush. Why can't we? Because I had desires. I love that stuff. Boy, I'd find a great old big scrape on a tree about 6 inches diameter, and it just cut to pieces. Glory, hallelujah, as a big one. But God Almighty come in, and I yielded myself to Him. And He began to mold me and make me, because I become pliable. Amen. That stuff ain't even real important. I feed deer all year long, off and on. And I didn't even go in the woods and sit down this year. Never, didn't have the desire. I'd rather just pull them up on my camera and look at them. Amen. Don't have to get all dressed up and go out in the cold. Amen. My desires have changed. I've become more pliable. The Lord's molding me and making me praise God just to praise Him and give Him glory every opportunity and to look for those opportunities to give Him praise. Amen. Just say, Lord, just make me not what I would be, not my desires, but conform me to Your will. What You would have for me. What You'd have me to be. Amen. I want to say this morning, listen to me, and I'm done. There's people all over this auditorium this morning that God wants you to be pliable. He wants to take you into His hands, and He wants to love you and mold you and make you into something spectacular. Because remember in Ephesians chapter 2, He said one of these days He's going to present you unto Himself. Present you going into a trophy case. I'd hate to go into a trophy case with bumps and bulges that God wanted to work off of me. Amen. So what I want to do, I want to pray, Lord, please help me to be pliable in the potter's hands. To where You can make me, You can mold me, You can cause me to be what You want me to be. So that You can get glory out of my life. I'm telling you, youngins, listen to me, and I'm done. Really, this time. God, preachers say that all the time, don't they? One more. When we submit ourselves, when we become pliable in His hands, submissive unto His will, pray, there's nothing that God can't do for us. There's nothing that you can't be. There's no stopping you from bringing glory to His name. But we have to be pliable. We have to realize that He is the Creator. That we're in His hands. We've got to place ourselves in His hands with confidence. Amen? With confidence. And realize and praise God, He knows exactly what form we need to be in. And He'll help us to have that perfect form. That perfect fashion. So that we can preform. Praise God for Him. Perform for Him. Amen. Pre would be before. So we can perform for Him the things that bring glory to His name. But young, listen, you and I have to be pliable. We have to be pliable in the hands of the Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father. Amen. Because He loved us. And we have to personally put ourselves in His hands, knowing that He does what He does for our betterment. Because he loved how much? That much.